Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her friends, her family, and we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide, and that includes you. We are very grateful to those of you who are so loyal to us. We're very grateful to those of you who follow us. We are very grateful to those of you who tell people about our shows. So we want this to be your best year ever.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Welcome to the show today on self-esteem and self-confidence. I'm glad you had the self-esteem and self-confidence to put a show on that could make a profound impact in your life. I want to say that from my experience of doing shows and seminars with big audiences, I find that the people who least need the topic are the ones the quickest to sign up for it, and that is because they know there is always something more to learn,
something more to understand. It's the people who think they know everything, done it all, heard it all, that are apt not to listen. So congratulations, no matter how much self-esteem and confidence you think you have, and perhaps you do, there's always another layer, another step. And our guest today is one with tremendous self-esteem and self-confidence, author of a few books, a writer, a speaker, a great poet, and a great friend, Beverly Nadler. Welcome.
Thank you, Joyce. It's my pleasure to be on the show and to discuss how important self-esteem and self-confidence is for a happy, healthy life, and also to give some strategies, simple strategies, so that people actually can create more self-confidence, more self-esteem, because that really is important. The self-esteem and self-confidence have similarities, but they're not the same thing. But they are both part of your self-image. You can have self-confidence in certain things and not in other things, and actually you only need to have confidence in things that are relevant to your life. You don't have to have confidence that you can do something that has absolutely nothing to do with what you care about or that you have to do anything about. But self-esteem is something that underlies everything. It is knowing that you're a good person, believing in yourself, but in a different way, not so much that I can do this or I can do that. It's something that is behind everything you do. It has to do with your image of yourself, and it has to do with appreciation. It has to do with understanding that you are more than this physical being that is operating in this material world, that you're really much more than that. And we're going to be talking about that. But first, what I want to do is explain to you that one of the most important things that you can actually check yourself to see how you feel about yourself is to listen to your own self-talk. How critical is it? How judgmental is it? How deprecating is it? And I say that after having had years of teaching self-confidence. There was a place called the Learning Annex in New York, and I was a teacher there for years. And everyone would come into the class, would have them do a little, make two lists. I would tell them, make two lists. On one side, put down the things you like about yourself, and the other side, the things you don't like. And it was amazing that this class, and it's not just this class. I've done this kind of thing in full day and weekend seminars to let people understand that the way they feel about themselves is so important. What was amazing to me was how many people had almost nothing in the column in which they put down what they liked about themselves, but the page, sometimes pages of what they didn't like. And that's very sad, because when your life is filled with things you don't like about yourself, you are affecting everything in your life. You don't have to have self-confidence, believe it or not, in order to succeed, because I'm going to give you some examples of the very, very successful people who did not have self-confidence, who did not believe in themselves, but they had the courage to take the risk to do what they want you to do. But you do have to have self-confidence and self-esteem in order to live a happy, healthy life. That's far more important than material success.
I agree with you about to be successful, you may not have that self-confidence, but it goes along with what I teach, which is fake it till you make it, because people's perception of you is directly tied into how you show yourself. You'll believe in yourself, and where you show it like you might be very confident about your speaking in public, and you might be nervous as heck before you go in a room to speak. You might have thrown up before you went to speak. But when you get there and you fake it till you make it, you have that credibility, and people will pick up on that. So that's my advice for when you're not feeling that confidence: fake it till you make it.
I love that you said that. Actually, it's one of the things that I say. There are reasons to not be confident. I mean, if you have the job to do and you haven't got the skills or you haven't learned what it is, you're not going to feel confident. And so what do? And just like Joy said, fake it till you make it. But it's a lot better to also have the skills. Then if you have the skills and you know that you know what you're doing and you still don't feel self-confident, I will give you some suggestions of what you can do. Just like Joy said, people can throw up before they actually get out on that stage if they're going to speak. I remember hearing that Helen Hayes, great actress, every time she performed, she threw up. So, yeah, those things can happen. The body does what it does. But the fact is, having the ability, like Joy said, fake it till you make it, or having the ability to have the courage to take a risk, even though you don't feel confident, is what allows you to have that success in the physical world, doing the things that you want to do. But more important to that, as I mentioned, is how you truly feel about yourself, your health and happiness. If you've got all the self-confidence in the world, but you don't have self-esteem, it's a problem. You're not going to feel good about yourself. But most people are lacking, unfortunately, lacking in both. And I'm going to say that one of the things that is helpful in a detrimental way in undermining self-esteem and self-confidence for many, many people, especially young people, is Facebook and Twitter and all of these places where people can read your comments and decide something really negative. And when I was on the computer, that is going on the computer each day, I would read a little bit of this because I was not a big Facebook or Twitter person at all. But I was stunned at how mean people are to each other. And what I've heard is that more and more teenagers literally are not only depressed, but committing suicide over comments that they read on Facebook. And I'm going to say there are famous people, actors, who refuse to go on Facebook or on the computer to see the comments about their movies or about them because they do not want to undermine their own self-image or the way you feel about themselves.
Yes, well, that's true. But when I said fake it till you make it, I spoke from actual experience. So let me quickly share where I was coming from with that, and I know how relevant and important it is. I literally was one of the first women in the world to be a stockbroker. I was a stockbroker when women were not in the business except as secretaries and receptionists. So when I got my broker's license, I literally didn't know anything about what it takes to be a stockbroker. I had it down about the rules of securities and all of that, but it's an industry where it's experience that will help you through anything. So immediately I was out, I was doing cold calls, had no idea what I was doing, but when I walked into their office on an appointment, I looked the part, I acted the part, and I was always able to say, I don't know, I'll get back to you. That was the key. When you feel good enough about yourself, you have that self-esteem, you could look someone in the eye and say, I don't know, I'll get back to you on that one. And what I found was people respected that. They didn't hold it against me. They said, I'll choose you as my broker because I know I can trust you. I like that you told me you didn't know something. So you fake it till you make it. Don't be afraid to say, I don't know. I'll get back to you. And nobody knows it all. But it's coming from a humble place and professionalism and showing people that you really care and want to help them.
Beautifully said. And I agree so much with that. The ability to have enough confidence to say, I don't know, I'll get back to you, is wonderful, because a lot of people feel, I must be perfect and I must show how perfect I am. And that is so self-defeating, because the truth is, you do not have to be perfect. I read something the other day, I'm not sure which magazine, but it was an interesting thing that somebody said. She had just won an award. She was a mathematician, a very prestigious award, and she said, people need to know how imperfect a person can be and still be successful. So I thought, yeah, that's so true. We do not have to be perfect, and we don't have to know it all, and we don't have to be afraid to fail. There are some very famous failures, and they did not give up because they failed. R.H. Macy failed 7 times before his store opened, and it, now in New York, it's one of the largest department stores in the world. English novelist John Creasy got 753 rejection slips before somebody said, yeah, I like your book. And then he published 564 books and in 23 different languages. And frankly, I never even heard of him, but I'd say I think he wrote under several different names. Babe Ruth stuck out.
What author was that that did that?
John Creasy, Creasey.
Yeah, I haven't heard of him either. Good for him.
And then
okay,
Babe Ruth. I'm sorry, I had more to say. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Babe Ruth, very well known. How many times he struck out to have that
home run record
he had?
30 times, and he hit 714 home runs. Now, if he didn't have confidence in himself, he'd say, geez, I struck out twice as many times as I hit a home run. And yet we think of Babe Ruth as one of the most iconic figures in baseball. So this is my point. You can fail. You don't have to be perfect. Dr. Seuss had 26 rejections compared to 753. That's not a lot. Lincoln, according to the biographies, failed at everything except the presidency. And Edison, we've probably heard this, many of us have heard, he failed 10,000 failures, but he said, I didn't fail. I learned 10,000 ways a light bulb won't work.
I just wanted to let you folks know, if you go into JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, the homepage on the upper right, and type in famous failures, I've done several shows on people like the ones Beverly's mentioning. It's so interesting. It's so fascinating of people who failed over and over again, or people held them as failures and they got past that. People on the level of Elvis Presley and so many others. So check out those shows. When you go to that search bar, you could put in Beverly Nadler, all her shows will come up, or you can put in the topic and all those shows will come up. So famous failures, that I'm telling you, you'll find it fascinating about these people. Kentucky Fried Chicken, the founder of that, how many rejections he got, as another example. Yeah, do check that show out. You'll be very happy you did.
You know, that's very interesting, what you said. And I know there's a lot more than this list that I have, so that's very interesting. But I think it might have been, Einstein, but it was someone who said, if you have never failed, there is no way that you can succeed. The point being, and I'm paraphrased, is we always go through, it's a learning stage, but some people get stuck in that, you know, fear of that, and that undermines their self-confidence. Instead of them saying, hey, I'm going to get past this, it is normal. Maybe you need to know that. It is normal to fail. You failed when you first learned to walk. You probably fell down, you know, maybe 1,000 times. But you didn't say, gee, this walking thing is not for me. I can't do it. You kept getting up and doing it. So the fact is, we need to recognize this. We need to have a different perception about ourselves and about life and about how things work. And I do want to tell you of some famous and successful actresses that said very clearly in their interviews, some of which I either heard their interviews or read their interviews in a magazine by someone who was discussing their, you know, past life with them, and said they had no self-confidence. And I'm talking about Jennifer Aniston and Jane Fonda, who are extremely successful, but they came from show business families, and they never felt that they could live up to their family's expectations. They felt criticized, Jennifer Aniston, especially by her mom, Jane Fonda, especially by her dad. They felt very insecure, but it didn't stop them from going out and taking the risk and having the courage to do the thing they wanted to do, which obviously was to become an actress, a movie star, a famous person, not just an actress, but famous. So they had not enough confidence, and yet they went out and did what they needed to do. But when I heard these and read about them, I was shocked. I had no idea when they revealed how much they didn't trust themselves, how much they didn't feel that they could be successful, how insecure they were. And then I read Marilyn Monroe's biography, and she has tons of biographies out there on her. The one I read recently, probably one of the most insecure, emotionally distraught, feeling unworthy, unloved, unhappy person. And yet she was beloved by millions of people, and still today she is an iconic figure. And it's amazing how little confidence. Well, if you knew her life, it's not amazing how little. What is amazing is that she went for what she wanted to do in spite of the way she felt about herself.
And folks, I have shows about Marilyn Monroe. You might want to check that out as well. One of my dear friends to this day is a young man who literally Marilyn Monroe was his babysitter. She lived in his house for years. His father was Milton Green, one of Marilyn Monroe's photographers and producers. So she was his babysitter. You might want to check that out, Joshua Green. Marilyn Monroe was my babysitter. It is fascinating. He has many extraordinary books. Every book they have with those pictures, he sent me autographed copies of.
Milton Green was her favorite photographer, and I remembered that you had a guest that she was a babysitter for, and I did not know who it was because I didn't remember the show. I just knew you had a show, but it was some years ago, I think. And I was wondering, as I was reading this book about her, thinking, who could she have been a babysitter for her? And thank you for sharing that. Yeah, she was very good friends with Milton, and he was, I think, her favorite photographer. So, yes, I have to check that out also because I know how interesting it would be. And it didn't mention in this book, which has so much information about her, about the fact that she babysat for his son.
Joshua Green. And, folks, you can put that in the search bar as well, Joshua Green. I've done many shows with him as regards to her. But while we're at it, let me just tell you that the Famous Failures, part one, it was a two-part show, you can listen to it. Go to the archives, February 18, 2019, and part two I did the next day. These are repeat shows because they're so popular. I've done them a few times. So you can find Famous Failures part two on February 19, 2019. And in both days, they were totally different ones. It's not repeat shows. So I urge you to check that out.
Cool. Yeah, and I think, you know, when what we're talking about now is haven't given you any strategies at this point, but perhaps just by listening to this, you're getting a different perception about life, even about yourself, when you begin to think about what I've told you about these people and what Joyce is telling you, that you don't have to have the standards, perhaps, that you have. You don't have to have the perfection. You don't have to have the fears. What you do need is the willingness to say, you know, this is what I want. I'm going to go for it. And I will give you strategies. But I want to mention one other person that I read a biography of. And you may or may not be familiar with her. She's actually quite famous in the musical world. Her name is Carol Bayer Sager. And she's a lyricist. She wrote over 400 songs. She worked with some of the most famous musicians and singers in the world, including Burt Bacharach, who she also was married to for 10 years, Marvin Hamlisch, Frank Sinatra, Barry Manilow, Elton John, Melissa Manchester, Aretha Franklin, Carole King. The list goes on and on and on. And by her own admission, she lived a life of fear, a life of insecurity. There was nothing she liked about herself. The only thing she felt she had, which she did have, was talent. But she was a very unhappy person. She went through many, many therapists and healers and psychics and all to find some peace of mind because she did not have that. She was completely self-critical. She didn't like the way she looked. She didn't like anything about it. She was too short, she was too fat, she was not fat, but in her mind she was. And that's a problem that many people have, you know, looking at themselves and seeing themselves in a way that is really, no one else sees it that way. She was unhappy, depressed. Now she's past 70, and she made a statement in her book, which I want to share with you, because I think it's really, really meaningful. I look back now and I see all the times that something outside of myself became the only thing that made me feel alive. When I was so hungry to do more, accomplish more, or when I thought the person I was with made me feel like more. Today, I've come to a point in my life where I've made a delicate peace with myself. That's not to say there might be some skirmishes, but I've learned that external validation is like cotton candy. As you taste it, it bursts into nothing.
Very good, indeed.
It reminds me of a quote that Anna Freud, Sigmund Freud's daughter, who was a writer, a psychoanalyst also, and a pioneer in the field of child psychoanalysts. And she said, I was looking outside myself for strength and confidence, but it comes from within, and it is all there all the time.
And you know, it's all there all the time, listening to this show. It's available to you 24/7 in our archives, joycebarryandfriends.com. Every show is a great show. Every show offers you something to make an impact in your life. And here in the wise words of Beverly Nagler is an original poem which she shares with you so you have a reason to be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated. And her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Please go to joycebarryandfriends.com, and right under my picture on the upper left of the homepage, it says follow. Simply by clicking on that, you can join the thousands of folks around the world that follow our shows. So you'll be apprised of every show, every guest, every topic. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, so you might want to follow us there as well. There, it's under my name, Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. All the shows are posted in those venues as well, so do become a follower. I can't urge you enough to do that because, like I said, there's always some nugget, some grain of sand, some wisdom that you will derive from a show. I hear that very often. And feel free to send me an email, coachjoyce@aol.com. Put Beverly in the subject line, self-confidence, so I know what show inspired you to write to me. And you can refer any guest. You could come up with any topic. I'd love to hear what it is you want from us. I'll be happy to accommodate you as best as I can. Okay, back to you, Beverly.
All right, so I'm going to give you some strategies for increasing your self-esteem and self-confidence. But first, I want to talk about self-esteem for a moment. The Mayo Clinic says that low self-esteem can negatively affect virtually every part of your life, including your health, your job, your relationships. And it also says you can raise your self-esteem to a healthy level, even if you're an adult who's been harboring a negative self-image since childhood. And that is primarily by changing the way you think about yourself. It's repetition and reinforcement, because what you've been repeating and reinforcing, if you don't have enough self-esteem, is the fact either that you must be perfect or you constantly criticize yourself. Remember I said listen to your own self-talk. You see, self-esteem is a measure of how much you value yourself. If you really think you matter and you make a difference, and when I say make a difference, I don't mean that you have to change the whole world, but you make a difference in your area of life. You can be helpful. You can be a good friend. You're going to do the best to maintain your health. That's an important thing. You want to maintain your health if you have self-esteem because you want to be the best you can be. And you want to perform the best you can, but you do not create a situation in your own mind where I'm not good enough and I can't do that. You believe that you deserve the good in life, and you do what you can, but when you don't reach up to the standards that you think you're supposed to, that's when you put yourself down. In a much better way, instead of that, is noticing when you've done something negative, when you made a mistake, and saying, oh, I made a mistake, instead of, oh, I'm so stupid, what is wrong with me? Oh, I made a mistake. The next time I do that, I will blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is, it's going to be different. And maybe the next time you won't. But if you keep reminding yourself, it's repetition and reinforcement. If you've got a program that's running in your subconscious mind, and that's where most of our life is an expression of our subconscious. We need to change it, and we change it by the things we do consciously. The subconscious does not change by itself. It changes by us changing our perception about learning different things, about doing different things, about using different strategies. We most assuredly do not want to go through life with low self-esteem because it can cause insomnia, eating disorders, hypertension. I mean, these are things that actually happen as a result of having low self-esteem. So having good self-esteem is important, and doing things physically, when you do something and you like what you've done, then give yourself a reward. Say, wow, and tell yourself, wow, I really accomplished that. When I was teaching self-esteem and self-image and self-confidence years, I would teach people simple strategies that I want to share with you for building more self-esteem and self-confidence. I told them to make out a list of their strengths, to make out a reason that they can admire themselves. You say, what in the world are my strengths? Well, think about it. Are you persistent? Do you have courage? Or do you have tact? Are you a forgiving person? Are you friendly? Are you creative? These are all things. Begin to look at the attributes and things. Are you a good cook? Do you have a great driving record? Anything that you can do that's positive, repeat and reinforce it to yourself. And anything you could admire about yourself, perhaps the way you raise your children or your relationship with your parents, or maybe you are taking care of an aging parent, congratulate yourself on being willing to do the things that you're doing and admire yourself for it. Very, very important to recognize what you've achieved, what you do, and write them down. This is the thing, is you don't just say, yeah, I did that, I did. Write it down, because, again, it's repetition and reinforcement. I have more.
Let me share how important self-esteem is. It's been directly connected to an individual's social network, the activities they participate in, and what they hear about themselves from others. Positive self-esteem has been linked to factors such as psychological health, mattering to others, and both body image and physical health. On the contrary, low self-esteem has been associated with the outcomes of depression, health problems, and antisocial behavior. Usually, adolescents of poor health will display low self-esteem. So let me share some of my favorite quotes on self-confidence and self-esteem, because for me personally, I find that a good quote often drives home the point. Buddha said, you yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. M. Scott Peck, until you value yourself, you won't value your time. Until you value your time, you will not do anything with it. Mark Twain, a man cannot be comfortable without his own approval. Harvey Fierstein, never be bullied into silence. Never allow yourself to be made a victim. Accept no one's definition of your life, but define yourself. And one of my personal heroes, who I treasure and love, Lucille Ball, said, love yourself first and everything else falls into line. You really have to love yourself to get anything done in this world. Eleanor Roosevelt, remember always that you not only have the right to be an individual, you have an obligation to be one. Fred Rogers, if only you could sense how important you are to the lives of those you meet, how important you can be to people you may never even dream of. There is something of yourself that you leave at every meeting with another person. Maxwell Morse, low self-esteem is like driving through life with your handbrake on. Ralph Waldo Emerson, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. And finally, Jean Shinoda Bolen, when you recover or discover something that nourishes your soul and brings joy, care enough about yourself to make room for it in your life. And that is something that I focus on every day. what it takes to be happy, whether I pick up that book or watch something special on TV. I try to find time every day for the things that will make me smile and make me laugh. And certainly a network of great people is a factor as well. So I just wanted to share that.
That's beautiful, and those quotes are wonderful. And what we're working towards in this show is to get you to begin to change your perception about yourself, because the strategies, you won't apply any strategies, and they're simple. I gave you a bunch of them, writing these lists out for yourself, repeating and reinforcing, visualizing yourself, being happy, as Joyce said, because, you know, each time that you have something negative, whether it's about yourself or it's about anything that you are focused on, it's actually sending specific chemicals and signals. It triggers something in your brain that sends these chemicals and signals to your body, and they are not supportive of good health. So having good thoughts about yourself, about your life, you actually making that a plan. You can even have a calendar in which you write down, today I will something to make yourself happy. The next day, something else that shows your self-appreciation, whether you buy yourself some flowers or you pick up a book or you reward yourself. Whatever you do, that these are things that reprogram your brain so that you will develop what you want, rather than continue on, well, I just don't have a lot of self-esteem and I don't have a lot of confidence, that's just the way it is. No, you have the control, you have the ability. You can treat yourself and reward yourself. You can do things that Joyce pointed out to make yourself happy. And one of the things I know she does, and I do also, is to make yourself laugh, because laughter stimulates all of these good chemicals in the body. So you can do things each day, and it could be a small thing, but something that helps. And read over, well, you can't read over these quotes. I suggest you listen to the show again and take heart and notice all of these quotes, because they really, really make a difference in your life. These are people who did not have an easy life. I'm sure none of them did, because we don't. Life is not meant to be easy. It's meant for us to work through it and to better ourselves from it. And the more that you are willing to go through each day and say, okay, what can I do for myself that makes me feel good, that gives me more self-esteem, that gives me more confidence, the better your life is going to be.
And what I ask myself is, what can I do to make myself happy? Self-confidence and self-esteem, I really was born with. I always say I was born that way. I didn't learn it. I didn't develop it. I was just always very confident. I came out of the womb that way. But I have to work at being happy, because there are so many challenges in life, health challenges, social challenges. So let me share a poem I wrote called I'm Happy, set to music by Ted Siuba. That'll give you an idea. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. Well, folks, that's self-talk, and that's what you want to do. You want to talk yourself into being happy and feeling good. And whenever a negative thought comes into your head, when negative, you're hearing negative things around you, what I do with that is I say to myself, cancel, and immediately replace it with that good affirmation, that good thought, and that good quote. Let me give you one other website. That would be Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. You want to check out her website as well. She is indeed a health guru. She has all kinds of tips on health. Anything you want to say else about your website?
It's full of articles that have to do with living a better life. There's also a book on there that you can click on. The book isn't on there, but you can read about it, and that's called Vibrational Harmony. And it gives you another reason to feel good about yourself when you recognize there's a lot of reasons that we don't, and when we understand how life actually works and we see it's not meant to be perfect, and we understand the laws, we can have a lot more confidence in ourselves just because we understand more of how life works. And by the way, you need to read the foreword on that book, written by hers truly, Joyce Barry. Just click on it and you'll find
it.
It's really an interesting
It was my honor to write it because I totally endorse the book. It is awesome, and it is definitely a life changer. Folks, one other thing about my website I just want to share with you. That is, you'll find out all about my coaching, my seminar programs, and countless endorsements from people around the country of people that have worked with me or have been in my lectures. So let me just share a few of my favorites. Right here.
Joyce
right
Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
Yes, and as I said, in the subject line, put Beverly in self-confidence so I'll know what inspired you to write to me. So that recording right there is, it encompasses the things that matter to me. Being happy, having fun, and laughter, I find that very, very good for my health. As Voltaire said, I choose to be happy. It is good for my health. I just want to share just a few quotes that I think will knock it out of the ballpark. Self-care is never a selfish act. It is simply good stewardship of the only gift I have, the gift I was put on earth to offer to others. So if you think of yourself as a gift, and the more you take care of yourself, the better the gift that you're giving. Why should we worry about what others think of us? Brigham Young inquires. Do we have more confidence in their opinions than we do of our own? Dennis Waitley, to establish true self-esteem, we must concentrate on our success. successes and forget about the failures and the negatives in our lives. Dan Coppersmith, our self-respect tracks our choices. Every time we act in harmony with our authentic self and our heart, we earn our respect. It is that simple. Every choice matters. And finally, Stacey Charter, don't rely on someone else for your happiness and self-worth. Only you can be responsible for that. If you can't love and respect yourself, no one else will be able to make that happen. Accept who you are completely, the good and the bad, and make changes as you see fit, not because you think someone else wants you to be different. I mean, some of the handicaps of Helen Keller. She said, never bend your head, always hold it high. Look at the world straight in the face and look at her as a role model and what she went through in life.
Wow.
Okay, back to you, Beverly.
I want to say that don't confuse self-esteem with being egotistical. Two totally different things. Self-esteem is the recognition that you are a part of all that exists. You are a part of this great plan. You are a part of the universe, part of the creator. There is a part of you, you know, me and ye and me. You are a God. There's a God part to you. And as you begin to recognize your spirit, you really are a spiritual person in having a human experience, and understanding that, recognizing that you are part of this omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient being that created it all, recognizing that, that's nothing to do with religion. We're talking about real understanding or knowledge, whether it's conscious or subconscious, that this is who you really are. It's nothing to do with ego, and it's important to recognize that and to take to heart. All the things that these people have said are true, but it's up to you to begin to change the programming that you have in your head by changing your perception because of all that you've heard today, and then beginning to repeat and reinforce, just as Joyce and I said, over and over, the truth about yourself. Have positive affirmations. Have affirmations which say, I love myself. You can't, you know, there's that biblical saying, love your neighbor as yourself. Well, you're not going to be able to do that unless you do love yourself. But again, it has nothing to do with ego. But there's one last thing that I want to leave you with. In going into a situation that requires extra confidence, recognize that you'll have certain body sensations. Fear and anxiety actually produce the same bodily sensations as enthusiasm and excitement. So you can actually tell yourself when you're feeling fear, whatever the situation is that you're going into, then you tell yourself, no, what I'm feeling is enthusiasm and excitement. And then take some rhythmic breaths, breathe in and out to the same count, preferably breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. Rehearse the event in your mind. See what's going to happen at the end. See the results, the positive results, and talk to yourself. Tell yourself, this is a wonderful experience. I am feeling enthusiasm and excitement. And tell yourself often, I can and do remain calm and confident in all situations. You can tell yourself any loving thing. It is not ego. It is the truth about who you really are.
Very, very good, Beverly, indeed. And one other point I want to make, I think we covered a lot of ground here, but this is also very important. Because one believes in oneself, one doesn't try to convince others. Because one is content with oneself, one doesn't need others' approval. Because one accepts oneself, the whole world accepts him or her. Back by Leo Tsou. Wayne Dyer put it best, people who want the most approval get the least, and the people who need approval the least get the most. And I find that very true. So what message do you want to leave our folks with today, Beverly Nadler?
You can change your life by changing the way you feel about yourself, by recognizing you are a being who deserves the good in life. And by taking the strategies that we've talked about, they're very simple, and adding them to your life. And I think this poem sums it up. It's called I Can. I look in the mirror and ask myself, what do I want to be? What do I want to have and do? The choice is up to me. Created in the image of God, the Bible says we are. And with God, all things are possible. So reach for the highest star. First, you have to set your goals and then create your plan. But when doubts and fears get in the way, keep on saying, I can. Face each day with confidence. Stand tall with your head held high. Believe in yourself and you'll make it. You can, if only you'll try. Dare to hold fast to your dream while you do what you must do. And always keep your eye on your vision. The wisdom inside will guide you. Take action. Get out of the shadows and step out into the sun. For the only race you can win in life is the race that you have run. We measure success by money and wealth, but so much better by far is the success of feeling the power inside when you know who you really are. Each one of us is a special person. We're all one of a kind with untapped potential that awakens when you learn how to use your mind. So now when I look in the mirror, I finally love what I see. I can do anything I really want to. Thank God I'm me. And thank God you're you with the power to change your life any way that you choose.
Well, I got to say, Beverly, you are my favorite poet. I know there are world-renowned names, but my favorite poet is you, Beverly Nadler, and I'm not just saying it. There isn't a poem that doesn't knock it out of the ballpark. And I want you to share with folks, because I know you well enough. I know that you don't labor at any, it just flows right through you. Isn't that correct?
It does, when it wants to. In other words, I can feel a poem coming on, and I'll say, oh, I like that. And then I'll sit down and allow it to happen. It's, you know, it's one of the, I'm going to say one of the gifts, but also I'm going to say you write some wonderful poetry. You don't have hundreds of poems like I do, but when you write a poem, they're beautiful. So thank you.
Thank you.
I truly appreciate
it. Yeah, it just flows. I know it's a God-given gift. I'm aware of that because I don't labor at any poem. It just flows. When it's there, it's there. Like the poem you wrote for the show that I play on every single show. It's that good to really explain what the show is all about and why people should be listening. So in summary, folks, I just want to say, go out and do a random act of kindness. Pay it forward. Pay it backwards. Ellen DeGeneres ends her show every day by saying, be kind to one another. The world is more and more stressful with more and more agenda going on all around the world. So you be the one to make a difference. You do something to make someone happy today. And it starts with making yourself happy, which is a lot of what this show is about, to have this self-esteem and confidence. You want to exude the happiness. As I said, I find it on TV. I find it in quotes. I find it in movies. I find it in books. I find it in poetry. So you might want to do that. And my special prayer for all of you is, may yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, have every day be a miracle. Folks, have every day make you feel better about yourself, about the world. And we invite you to sing along with us and dance along with us and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you, and God bless you.
listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.